It's a fear that many of us share, that a single instant can change everything. In the novel Man Alive, the life-altering moment is just 4 pages in, a lightning strike that sends a doctor into the street and leaves him wanting to end his practice and spend his days at the barbecue grill. The author of Man Alive is on the University of Arkansas campus this week, and tonight she'll read at Nightbird Books on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums caught up with her last evening and has this report.
Mary Kay Zaravilov says she had an unusual task in just the first few pages of her novel, Man Alive. The book's last 280 pages document a family coping with a father who, after he's struck by lightning, decides he wants to change his life, move on. So she brings the lightning bolt early.
Right away. And one of the big challenges was you have to know who he is before the lightning strike, even though the lightning hits him on page 4.
So we learn about the person Dr. Owen Lerner was before that jolt of electricity by meeting him on the last day of his 3-week summer vacation. It's a time to eat fried foods and unwind a bit.
But also to catch up on his medical journal. So he's still a little bit of the doctor, but he's right on that cusp. And because it's that last day, you have that list in your head. I have to return this phone call and I'll have to do this with this patient. And so he is beginning to start that list of all the things that are going to have to be taken care of.
After the lightning strike, Dr. Owen Lerner, through his recovery, decides he might want to change things, his day-to-day life. That means shedding occupation and perhaps family. Suddenly, the symptoms he's been treating in his young patients, symptoms like attention deficit disorder, post-traumatic stress, impulsive behavior, and children on the autism spectrum, are symptoms he's dealing with himself. Mary Kay says the seed for her novel began in a magazine article written by Oliver Sacks.
About lightning strike of a surgeon who heard piano music. And he had played piano as a kid, if I remember this correctly, but just piano lessons, the obligatory piano lessons. So now he really became devoted to it, and he took composition because he wanted to record what he heard, not during the lightning strike in this Oliver Sacks world, but afterwards. He was visited by these piano compositions. And so that guy actually did leave his life, left his wife, and became a piano composer. So in my world, I just put that article aside because I liked it. I had used that metaphor as writing to say it took me a long time as a writer to get down the music I heard in my head. So that's why I liked that article. But then as I put the article aside, I had that full-blown thought of, okay, pediatric psychopharmacologist struck by lightning. Say it with me now. And all he wants to do is barbecue. So I wrote the scene of him being struck by lightning because I needed it to be somewhat ecstatic, almost religious, and then started the research to see how injured he would be because I had to follow him through pages. So could he pick up a cup? Could he go downstairs? Could he sit in a chair? Could he put his pants on? And so the research was really about the level of injury. And he has these marks down his arm. They're called lightning flowers or Lichtenberg figures that some people get when they're struck by lightning. So how long do they last and do they hurt? And that was necessary. Really, I was just beginning to follow him where he loses faith in what he had been practicing. And he begins to say, what is normal? What is normal? They're in a really competitive slice of society. And he's treating these kids. He's giving them drugs so they will, in fact, behave normally. And that has its own controversy. And he's had some great success. So he's sort of rethinking all of that.
With that examination of his profession and his life, the relationships between Owen and his wife, Toni, and their 3 children begin to come under severe strain. Mary Kay Zaravilov takes us into each of the 5 characters' heads to let us see and hear what they're thinking, often thoughts or experiences they're not sharing with the rest of their family. While often funny and kind, the book also takes us very close to each of the characters, closer than we might want to get initially.
You don't know what a compliment that is, because it's hard to not. It's easier to look away.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal was to not look away. So I'm not glad I made you squirm, but that intimacy was a real goal for this book. And how do you do that? I mean, one of the devices that became necessary was to tell the book through what I called family point of view. So you're hearing about each of them through their point of view. Nobody outside the family's observations are essential, but each person, when they are narrating something, it's their story. And I was just talking to a student just before I came about this, that for me, this was a great revelation. It's nothing big for a lot of other people, but that is how little of our personal narratives we are sharing one to another. So each of these people are spinning, well, they're each spinning out of control because of what has happened to Owen, and they're each spinning the story out, but no matter how close they are, they're not sharing it. And I found that that is such a simple truth, but I found it very devastating as I wrote the book.
The book has earned readers, and it's earned praise. The Washington Post named Man Alive a notable fiction book of 2013. With its growing popularity, Mary Kay has had the opportunity to talk about the novel with book clubs, college students, and recently, high school classes.
This has been really interesting for me. And so I'll say, does Owen owe this family anything? The boys are in college, the daughter's 16, he's been married a long time, and so he wants to be a different person. You know, what is that their business is his take on it. And the students will first say, high school students will say, no, he should be able to do whatever he wants now. So that's kind of their concept of being an adult, that they'll finally get to do what they want. And also they'll say, those boys are in good schools and he's done all this. He has a beach house. And then I will take them down that path. Okay. So one of your parents says, that's enough.
I'm out.
Yeah. And then we'll start talking about it. And you can see the fear start to cloud their eyes. And they'll say, okay, well, okay, maybe he can't just walk away. But, and so we'll really examine that.
Mary Kay Zarafalov has been talking to students on the University of Arkansas campus this week. Tonight, she'll discuss and sign copies of her book at Nightbird Books. Here's a preview.
I'm going to read, as you said, it's not giving anything away to say that he is hit by lightning early. So this is the very first chapter. The whole family is simply going out to dinner. And they've parked the car, and the kids are horsing around. So they're thinking about how long the wait will be in the restaurant. And he is putting quarters in the parking meter. Owen hears a loud buzz, an intensifying hum zeroing in on him. He figures the noise for a beach plane trailing a happy hour proclamation, and questions the wisdom of flying one of those two-seaters through flashing clouds. All of this is happening as he touches serrated edge of quarter to smooth slot of parking meter, the barest of contact, and he is literally blown away. His first reaction is, that parking meter packs a wallop. Of course, he can't understand inside the flash that he's being struck by lightning. It's more like stepping off the high dive and then plummeting into a hot spotlight of water. Neither inhaling nor exhaling, Owen feels heavy pressure on his ribs and within his sinuses. Both his heart and ears yearn to rupture, while his arms and legs flail spasmodically, not in a swimming groove. More like a believer shot full of God, some maniac at a revival compelled to twitch and moan in languages not yet discovered before plunging into the baptismal font. He is white hot, as well as deeply quenched by the singed, syrupy fluid of his surround.
Mary Kay Zarafalov will read tonight at Nightbird Books beginning at 7:30 and sign copies of her novel, Man Alive. And about that title, a perfect use of an exclamation one might make if suddenly shocked, but also a hint at the awakening, for better or ill, that Dr. Owen Lerner experiences after the lightning strike. Mary Kay says that title did not come to her like, well, a bolt of lightning.
No, there were many other titles, Remain in Light and Parking Meter. It was Parking Meter for Meter Man. So when he comes to as after the lightning strike, he says, Man Alive. And so then I realized, oh, that has to be the title. And then there were long discussions over whether or not it should have an exclamation point. And it does.
But it's a lightning bolt.
That's a designer, which I love.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.